WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. This year's voter turnout in Brazos County was more than 68,000 Brazos County residents.
More than 20,000 College Station residents were involved in the selection of three new members of the city council. The next mayor, Carl Mooney, had an unofficial victory margin of 390 votes.
It's going to be important for the mayor to sit down, I think, with every council member and to assess just what they see as their own skill set.
Linda Harvell and Barry Moore joined the council with victory margins of 15%. Bryan's new mayor is Andrew Nelson, who won by a margin of 1,300 votes.
We need to make sure that we remember what we're doing here. This is to serve our community and to have fellowship and to get things done for our community and have fun doing it and enjoying each other's company.
Nelson's one of three new members of the Bryan Council. Reuben Marine and Prentice Madison defeated incumbents to take over representing single-member districts 1 and 2. Voting got off to a slow start, according to Brazos County's new election administrator, Trudy Hancock.
Brazos County admin was the latest getting opened. The judge accidentally closed the polls instead of opening them, so we had to reprogram everything.
Voter turnout was 64% out of nearly 107,000 registered voters. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Four members of the Bryan City Council have directed staff to proceed with financing $33 million above this year's budget for parks, a railroad quiet zone in the downtown area, and a new animal center. The parks list includes a $16 million for a super park, $738,000 to buy land for a youth sports complex at Harvey Mitchell in Sandy Point, and $1.4 million for the Brazos Valley Bombers. The owner of the Bombers, Uri Gava, asked for hotel occupancy tax money to bring artificial turf to Nutribolt Stadium. That's above the $400,000 of improvements he received earlier this year. Gava told the council he can repay $600,000 in hotel occupancy tax money by filling 32,000 beds over the next 5 years.
32,000 rooms. How do you do that in 5 years? Well, step one is the Bombers are in negotiations right now with Major League Soccer and the USL to bring a premier development team into Bryan College Station. We would love to say into Bryan, Texas.
The council majority also agreed to $4.6 million towards six Little League fields with artificial turf, along with a new splash pad in Bottom Park, and develop previously donated land set aside for two new parks. For the second straight week, the public comment portion of the Brazos County Commission meeting included a request to ban heavy truck traffic from going through the Nantucket subdivision south of College Station. While the commission was not able to comment during the meeting due to state law, County Judge Dwayne Peters told WTAW News after the meeting it's a subject their attorneys are researching.
We're not convinced that we can legally do that.
Peters is aware a ban was enacted in another Brazos County subdivision, and he also knows other counties have truck bans, but he says they're not going against whatever their attorneys advise. And the Bryan School Board is moving ahead with two more projects from a $132 million bond issue passed by voters 2 years ago. The board approved the design of a nearly $8 million conversion of the old Stephen F. Austin Middle School into administrative offices. That includes turning SFA's cafeteria into the board's new meeting room. Felicia Binford was fine with the design, but was concerned about the furnishings.
But I remember when we started talking about this building previously before, some of the rooms or some of the areas that were going to be put in this building was just too much bells and whistles that we didn't need. I don't want to have things in there in places that we don't need. I want the building to be fair for everybody across the board. And if we're as a board are not getting bells and whistles, I don't think anybody else needs bells and whistles.
Construction would start next July and be completed in March of 2018. The board also approved the design of more than $1 million of improvements at the district's technology center. Construction there would start next March and take 3 months to complete. WTAW News Time is 11 minutes after 7. It's 64 degrees. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you. It's 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, our custom granite is definitely a cut above.
That's right, Suzanne. That's because we use a revolutionary new robotic cutting system. Its computer-controlled blades can cut with precision never possible before.
And we only use the best in 3CM granite, unlike our competitors.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with the Down Syndrome Association, Dr. Reese, and the American Cancer Society. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. That's us. It's 7:13. Our weather, it's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cloudy skies for today. A few showers are a possibility. Our temperature's close to 70 this afternoon. We're going to be partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Those will drop back to about 55. More clouds for tomorrow. There could be a few breaks of sunshine during the day. Highs tomorrow, 65 to 70. Turns partly cloudy. Cooler tomorrow night. We're close to 50. During the day on Friday, we'll see sunshine and some passing clouds. Highs Friday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Kevin Sumlin gives us a report on quarterback Trevor Knight's condition as well as some of the other team's injuries. In A&M soccer, the team received an NCAA tournament bid. We'll hear from Coach G on the decision. In Arlington, the Rangers will be getting a new retractable roof stadium. And in the NBA, the Dallas Mavericks earned their second straight win with an upset over the LA Lakers. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So there was an election last night. I don't know if you heard about that.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Congressman Flores will join us in about 20 minutes. For you youngsters, if you go back to 1984, mm-hmm. okay, that's when Ronald Reagan was in the presidential campaign, and he did a commercial that was pretty iconic. This is the end of it.
Look, get it. Come.
That's not it. Hang on. Here it is. Now, this is – well, we'll do this first. This is Shepard Smith and Chris Wallace, and they're talking yesterday on Fox. Mm-hmm. Well, here we go. Okay, so he's – they're, you know, it. I always love it when two correspondents are talking to each other. Let me interview you so you can tell me what you think, and then you can interview me.
Look, okay. Get it coming into today, you would rather be in Hillary Clinton's spot than Trump's. What are you doing?
I dropped my chapstick. I got to have a chapstick. Well, I mean, should I leave it on the floor for someone else to pick up?
Well, I don't know. Or you could have waited till the break.
I need it. It's chapstick.
You have a little chapstick fetish, don't you?
Fetish?
Well, I think
no.
you. I think you.
Do you know what that means?
What? Chapstick?
No,
yes,
fetish.
I know what chapstick.
Look
it's
it
a
up.
Lip balm.
I don't.
I think
it.
That you're like a little OCD. You like to. You like your chapstick.
I'm.
Who
yeah.
carries chapstick
I'm
around with them?
I'm taking antibiotics. I've had an ear infection, so
well, I'm sorry. Then I didn't.
This is network television. This is network television.
Whoa.
Yesterday.
Can I give you a break from all the stuff?
That's where we were.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
I dropped my chapstick.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Really? Okay. I'm just saying.
I mean, right. He wasn't going to put it on camera anyway.
I don't
anyway.
Think so. Okay.
Well, I don't know.
All right. Here's the Ronald Reagan commercial from 1984.
Okay. It's morning again in America. And under the leadership of President Reagan, our country is prouder and stronger and better. Why would we ever want to return to where we were less than four short years ago?
Really iconic commercial. Again, if you're an old person, you remember those.
Yeah.
But that was when people felt better. And as we discussed last hour, there are so many people out there who are celebrating that other person didn't win more than the person I voted for won.
Yeah.
And that's sad, and it's unfortunate. And what he's going to have to do is heal the country.
Yep.
He's going to have to show that he's the president of everybody. But as we mentioned, you know, she had called a whole bunch of folks baskets of deplorables.
Mm-hmm.
So had she won, she was going to have to do that as well.
Right. It was going to be a very tough task for either one of them, whoever had come out on top. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it was going to be an issue regardless.
But now in the midst of all of this, the question that I'm wondering about, and I haven't heard an answer, who did Ken Bone vote for? It may seem like everybody and their mother publicized their political choices on election day. The only two mysteries were Taylor Swift and Ken Bone. Bone, who is the election cycle's breakout red sweater wearing viral star,
yep,
thanks to his appearance, has been swept up in this whirlwind of public adoration and criticism since his celebrity-making turn. He cashed in on his 30 seconds of fame, I guess,
yeah,
maybe of memes, and has stayed very quiet about who his ultimate presidential pick was every step of the way. So if we can ever find that out. Well, you know, again, I like the idea that in the midst of all this foolishness that we had, that we were able to have one little moment of fun.
Yeah.
One nugget of happiness.
The winner of the burrito election was Donald Trump.
Oh.
A Duluth, Minnesota restaurant called Burrito Union has been selling burritos named after the presidential candidates for the past month. The Donald won with 40% of the sales, the Hillary burrito received 35%, and the third-party burrito got 25% of the vote. Burrito Union says also sells the Thanksgiving burrito. Turkey, yams, stuffing, cranberry sauce, jalapenos, and gravy?
Wow.
I don't know. But you know what I did during the newscast? And Chelsea, I'm sorry I didn't listen to your newscast this morning.
Really?
At 7 o'clock.
It's okay, I didn't either. No, I'm just kidding.
But anyway. But what happened was I found another song by the people who do It's Raining Tacos.
Yes!
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
This one is called Pancake Robot, okay?
Smile.
I know.
Right?
I know. That's exactly right. So anyway,
you can't help but smile.
Yeah. The name of the group is Perry Grip. Go find it. Their songs are absolutely family friendly. They're pretty much food centric,
and it's hilarious.
It is. It's just. It's kind of fun. So that's Pancake Robot.
I need a pancake robot.
Who doesn't?
They always talk about that frozen yogurt robot. No, I need a pancake robot.
We're not hearing those commercials anymore, thank goodness. But anyway, ordering restaurant food with a smartphone app is so 2016. What's 2017 is ordering restaurant leftovers.
Oh.
Mm.
Food for All allows users to pay between 50 and 80% of the price for food at nearby restaurants. However, there's no set menu. Restaurants give users a general idea of food to expect.
Huh.
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
Right.
Food what does a general idea of food mean? Because macaroni and cheese out of a box is completely different than homemade macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
So just saying. Restaurants give users a general idea what the food is, but the users won't be informed until they pick up the food at the restaurant.
I mean, I guess they, you know, if it's a certain type of restaurant, they can say, we'll most likely have this leftover.
Yeah.
But you're not exactly sure what specific dishes you're going to receive.
No, exactly. And so as a result, that means at the end of the meal shift or right before the restaurant closes, that's when they bring the inventory out.
You know, for people who eat late at night or get off work at a later hour,
sure,
or poor college students,
yeah,
it's really not a bad idea. It's not like this food is 3 days old.
Well, and you're right. That's a good point, because a college student will eat damn near anything.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
And you're getting restaurant quality food. It just didn't get sold.
That's right. Food for All is currently in, and it hasn't been sitting in a box on your table all day.
Right, exactly.
From when you first started eating it earlier. Food for All is currently a prototype, but 30 restaurants in the Boston area have already signed up on the test for the app. So that may, in fact, work. That's not a...
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Well, again, because you think about it, how much food do U.S. Americans throw away? Because it's just frightful.
Yeah.
And you want to try to get it into the hands of people who have not had enough to eat or can't, you know, for whatever reason, get the proper foods. And if you can if you can do it that way, I mean, I guess that's a fairly good situation. Anyway,
they might want to come up with a better way to describe it, though, because saying a general idea of what the food is kind of like making it sound like we guess it's edible.
Well, but for instance, if let's say they have some Middle Eastern food or something that's unusual, in other words, kind of outside the mainstream realm. If you were thinking that you were going to get macaroni and cheese and you end up getting lamb on a stick or whatever, then that might not be exactly what you want. Yeah.
I was going to say, that's going to apply more to those restaurants with really large menus that kind of have a little bit of everything. But if you're getting pizza leftovers, you know it's going to be pizza.
That's right. Pizza's always good.
It's a pretty good idea as to exactly what the quality of the food is going to be, so where you're going with that. Cool. But anyhow, it's a new app. We'll see how it works out, called Food for All.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the subcompact BX, the compact B or L series, or the bigger MX special utility tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota, value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com. Brad Mitchell in the studio right now talking to Matt from Sunshine Fund Pools. Now, Matt, let's say I'm a first-time pool buyer. Walk me through the process of everything that goes into it from design to completion.
The first thing is we come out and we visit a home site. We listen to the customer. We gather ideas. We look at the backyard. Then we come back to the office and we actually produce a 3D rendering. We've literally designed thousands of pools. So what you're getting is first-rate, top-notch design. And once the design is complete, then we turn around and we pick out all the materials. As an example, travertine is very popular this year. Then we go into financing and we start working on all the details of that. That generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once the financing is figured out, about 2 weeks prior, we start putting you on our dig schedule. Once we get going, then you're talking typically 6 to 8 weeks to completion.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fund Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefundpools.com.
November is National Hospice Month. Hospice provides heartfelt end-of-life care by supporting patients and families in handling the medical, emotional, and social aspects of life-limiting illness. Hospice Brazos Valley has welcomed the invitation to serve for 27 years. You, the community, make this possible. In recognition of National Hospice Month, Hospice Brazos Valley would like to thank the community for its generous support. Comfort is their specialty. Trust is their promise. To learn more, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Good morning, it's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. High temperature today, about 71 or so. Slight chance of some showers at about 20%. Tonight we'll be down to 55, and we'll pretty much keep those numbers all the way through about Monday of next week, in that we'll have some sunshine that'll be nice starting tomorrow, but temps will be about the same. We'll be near 70 and near 50. Right now the winds are out of the north at 10. We've got overcast skies and it's 64.
You know you love the Cafe Excel menu, so wait until you try Cafe Excel's Thanksgiving dinner. Enjoy a 22-pound sage rub turkey, creamy poblano mashed potatoes, warm turkey gravy, the classic pumpkin pie, and so much more. Have you ever fed 10 to 12 people this easily? Order on Cafe Excel BrianTX.com before November 15th and receive a $25 gift card. Celebrate your family with a meal everyone will love from Cafe Excel. Go to Cafe Excel BrianTX.com today.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Los Angeles Times headline, our next president will inherit an extremely polarized electorate. According to a Los Angeles Times poll, both Clinton and Trump supporters agreed on something. Whoever the president is should be kept on a tight congressional leash. 72% of Clinton supporters said they want Congress to act as a check and balance on Trump if he wins. Only 18% wanted their representative to work with Republicans. 80% of Trump supporters wanted Congress to act as a check and balance on Hillary if she wins. Only 14% of them wanted their representative to, quote unquote, work with the Democrats. A bipartisan polling team produced this survey. Anna Greenberg, Democrat pollster, said the polarization is so extreme she doesn't know if it can get any worse. The Republican pollster on the team said no matter who won, the next president will take office with the highest unfavorability rating in recent history. Well, here's the bottom line. Americans want gridlock. Voters want their team to act as a real opposition party. They expect their guys to fight, to obstruct, and do everything in their power to ensure the new president fails. Members of Congress who fight the power are going to be rewarded with re-election. At the beginning of the Obama administration, I caused a firestorm when I uttered four little words, I hope he fails, meaning I hope his agenda doesn't get passed. Today, 8 years later, almost all of America agrees with me. It's great, isn't it? You think they know it?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, these days it's hard to find anything made in the USA, and that's why I am so thrilled that my friends at Mahindra make their impact utility vehicles right here in the United States. With that level of quality, it should come as no surprise that the Mahindra Impact delivers industry-leading hauling, towing, and ground clearance. It's perfect for all of you hunters and landowners out there. Plus, each Impact is backed by a 3-year powertrain warranty. No wonder 9 out of 10 owners love their Impact. And listen to this. For a limited time, you can take your pick of 0% financing or up to $1,500 cash back. Check out the Mahindra Impact, the toughest utility vehicles on earth, at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Just over a month into the city of Bryan's new fiscal year, a city council majority has directed staff to come up with financing $33 million in unbudgeted projects. Most of the money will go towards parks, but the list approved by Jason Byinski, Greg Owens, Ben Hardiman, and Buppy Simic also includes a new animal center and a railroad quiet zone in the downtown area. Mike Sutherland was concerned about competing needs elsewhere in the city.
I'm not good until we look at the whole thing and see what we're doing. I mean, you're just doing this piecemeal, and this is by guessing, by golly, and we need to put everything that we could possibly do on a board together and go down through it and see what's most important some kind of way, and then select what we do.
Almost half the money, $16 million, goes towards a long-discussed super park. Another $1.4 million is for additional improvements at the home of the Brazos Valley Bombers. Owner Uri Gava says adding artificial turf helps his bid to recruit a minor league soccer franchise and draw more tournaments to generate hotel occupancy tax money.
If we do three-day tournaments or two-day tournaments, what you're looking at is how many beds that would entail. Those tournaments could be soccer, football, lacrosse, softball. And those tournaments could also be replaced by other festivities that could utilize the, such as festivals and showcases.
The council majority also put on the list $738,000 to buy land for a youth sports complex at Sandy Point Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, along with developing donated land set aside for two new parks and add a splash pad at Bonham Park. Al Sines had no comments during the workshop, and Rafael Pina was not present. There are five new faces in local city government as the result of yesterday's election.
Two new faces on the Bryan City Council defeated incumbents, and both have fathers who previously served. Prentice Madison received 57% of the vote to win in District 2.
I look forward to working with the whole council. I look forward to us putting petty politics aside and start working for the city.
The new councilman in single-member District 1, Ruben Marine, won a three-man race with 51.5% of the vote.
I'm going to attend every meeting, every workshop, and do what they want us to do. We have to be a voice, cohesiveness, to make sure we as a city grow.
The third new member of the Bryan Council is Mayor Andrew Nelson, who received 54% of the vote. In College Station, two newly elected council members won by margins of 15%. Linda Harvell won the Place 3 seat.
There's another advocate on the city council for the citizens of College Station for neighborhood integrity. I'm just a new voice on the city council who supports that.
Barry Moore is the latest member of the Planning and Zoning Commission to move to the council after winning the Place 4 seat.
I think it's thickened my skin a little bit. I think the biggest thing we can learn as planning and zoning commissioners is how to listen to folks with differing opinions.
The closest race all night was between the College Station councilman wanting to become mayor, which drew the most votes at more than 22,500. Carl Mooney was the unofficial winner by a margin of 390. More than 68,000 voted in Brazos County, which was a turnout of 64%. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County commissioners for the second straight week were asked by residents of the Nantucket subdivision south of College Station to ban heavy truck traffic from going through their neighborhood. County Judge Dwayne Peters, who was not able to respond because the item was not on the agenda, told WTAW News after the meeting they will follow the advice of their lawyers who are still studying the issue.
And if we figure out a way that we might can possibly get it done without incurring some liability on the whole county, you know, we'll take a look at all that.
Peters disagrees with state lawmakers who believe there can be a ban because it's been done in other counties.
But the way the law is written, it's our belief that we don't have the authority.
Peters also brought up the county losing a lawsuit after imposing a local permit fee for big trucks 20 years ago.
Brazos County is a little more cautious maybe than some of the counties who haven't been in the middle of a lawsuit that, you know, that they ended up losing. You know, we want to make sure we're right before we step off and do things that, you know, that could be incorrect.
Peter says if the county can impose a ban, they still have to give truckers a route that may affect another subdivision. 15 months from now, the Bryan School District's administration offices are expected to be at the current home of Stephen F. Austin Middle School. That's after the board approved design plans of what is estimated to be a nearly $8 million project. The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says the budget will be tight to get what they want, which does not include any bells or whistles.
The two big cost items are going to be the HVAC system, because it is very, very old. By doing the renovations, you have to put a fire sprinkler system, and we have to change out the fire alarm system. We're being very, very careful about the level of finishes. They will be, you know, for offices. The similar carpet to what you have here, only newer.
And the decision was made to do a $1 million renovation of the district's technology center instead of moving the hub of their computing services. Construction at the center is planned to start next March and take 3 months to complete. Both projects are part of the $132 million bond issue approved by Bryan School District voters 2 years ago. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 64 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It may seem early, but the holidays are approaching. This year, give the gift your family is sure to love. Let Two Video transfer and preserve your precious family films, videos, and photos in beautiful digital quality. We work with 8 and 16 millimeter film in almost all video formats. Two Video is located in South College Station and online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, 737 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here we go.
Cloudy skies for today. A few showers are a possibility. Our temperatures close to 70 this afternoon. We're going to be partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will drop back to about 55. More clouds for tomorrow. There could be a few breaks of sunshine during the day. Highs tomorrow 65 to 70. Turns partly cloudy. Cooler tomorrow night. We're close to 50. During the day on Friday, we'll see sunshine and some passing clouds. Highs Friday 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on the injuries currently affecting the team, including quarterback Trevor Knight's season-ending shoulder problem. Meanwhile, Coach G shares his thoughts on the soccer team's NCAA tournament bid. The Texas Rangers will be getting a new retractable roof stadium in Arlington, and in the NBA, it must be in the water because Seth Curry scored 23 points in the Dallas Mavericks victory over the Lakers in L.A. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Congressman Bill Flores in the studio this morning. So what's new?
Well, I didn't get much sleep, so we may not say a lot of things.
Yeah, well, I didn't either. Say, yeah, so. I went to bed about 2:45. Let me say this.
It's great to be on WTAW.
Thank you, and congratulations on winning your fourth term.
Thank you.
Tell me your sense. Tell me, I'd like to kind of get your thoughts, because I have to say that you were a Republican who stood with Trump, right, and there were plenty who did not. You chose to do that, and so tell me the mental processes you went through, let's say starting on Saturday, for instance.
Well, what I'd like to do is look back a few days with a really neat antidote and then look where we go moving forward and then talk about what happened yesterday. So on Saturday, we had our Service Academy Review Board, folks in the community that go volunteer to help us interview the high school students that want to go to West Point and Naval Academy and so forth. Mm-hmm. We met at TSTC up in Waco, and at the end of that, the lady who was catering the lunch for us, the sandwiches we had, saw the deplorable sticker on my wife's car.
Okay.
And she came up to me, and she said, "Are you Congressman Flores?" I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, Bill, I want to let you know, I'm 50 years old. I've never voted in my life, but I went and pulled a straight Republican ticket." And so it just made me think, and then yesterday, you watch what happened. Essentially, what happened is that lady in Waco, Texas, who had never voted before, and about 59 million other Americans flipped the finger to Washington elitists. Don't take a picture of that, Jeff. I did it figuratively. And to the New York Times and the Washington Post and the MSNBCs and the George Soroses of the world and said, "We don't like the Obama agenda. And that's not what we signed up for." 70% of the country thinks we're going the wrong direction, and they wanted to go a new direction, and Donald Trump was able to scratch that itch. And so now the question is, what do we do moving forward? Well, the good thing is we've already got it put together. I've been talking about it since the middle of August, or excuse me, in the middle of July. It's called a Better Way Agenda. It was something we put together in the House under the leadership of Paul Ryan. It deals with all the things that are on the mind of Americans. How do you improve the economy? What are the reforms you need on the regulatory side? What are the tax reforms? How do you repeal and replace Obamacare? How do you rebuild our national security? What do you do to deal with poverty? There's no sense that this country has to have a permanent underclass. And then probably most importantly is, how do you restore the constitutional balance among the three branches? And so I'm really excited about the direction that we can move now. Look, for 6 years, I've had to be part of a big firewall in the House to keep the Obama administration from just destroying the country. And now we get to take our foot off the brake and jam our foot on the gas and move forward and do all these things that the American people want us to do. They want their country back, and they voted loudly and clearly yesterday to take it back. I mean, it's the most interesting campaign I've ever been through. You know, one other little anecdote as we were talking about it before the show, Gina posted a picture on Facebook yesterday of our 2-week-old grandson, and it had a caption where he had his finger on his chin, and it said, "Fitz wonders who's going to be president." That picture haunted me yesterday, but thinking about, are we going to have a Department of Justice that's really a Department of Injustice? Are we going to have a Supreme Court that ruins his rights? We're going to have an IRS that targets him. And the American people said, hell no. So I was pretty pleased.
Now, you know, you go back in session, I guess, the 14th?
Next Monday.
So now, what does this new Congress, this old Congress, do, knowing what the future holds for you? What are the steps that are going to be taken between now and the end of the year?
I think what we could do is we can go in feeling pretty bullish that if we can't get done in the lame duck what we'd like to do, that just do something temporary that doesn't hurt the country, that holds the line on spending and deficits and holds the line on the Obama agenda, particularly his midnight rules he's going to try to roll out, and then set us up so that on January the 20th, after Donald Trump says, you know, is sworn in, then we pull out this A Better Way agenda book and we just put the pedal to the metal on it. When he gave his speech at Gettysburg about 2.5 weeks ago, he talked about everything that's in our agenda, tax reform, health care reform, and so on, all rebuilding our national security. And so I just think we've got to double down and get after it. Now, I'll be quite frank with you. We've got to pull together in the House as House Republicans and make sure we're not fighting each other. I think that's going to happen. The sense I get from my colleagues, even though most of us hadn't had any sleep last night, is that we're gonna rock and roll. Now, on the other hand, where I'm really concerned is the Senate. The Senate has got to get rid of that 1800s era filibuster rule that is not in the Constitution. Because if they don't get rid of it, Donald Trump can't appoint the Supreme Court nominees that we need to find judges that follow the Constitution, that follow the law.
So people understand, got to have 60 votes now, when instead you're saying we need to go back to simple majority, 51
Correct.
Votes, and you move forward.
Mitch McConnell needs to either use a nuclear option or get the heck out of the way. And, you know, I don't care. He has to do one of those two things, because the American people said business, as it works in Washington today, has got to stop, because they flipped the finger to us. And I think Mitch McConnell needs to wake up and pay attention to that. I know we in the House did.
Congressman Bill Flores joined us in the studio. Sean Hannity said last night after midnight that Paul Ryan won't be the Speaker of the House when it's all said and done.
Sean Hannity is trying to sell ad time, and I'm really disappointed in him. So we win this historic election. What does he do? He starts attacking Republicans again. Paul Ryan had no choice, in order to protect the House majority, to do the things that the American people want done, and then to say, okay, I can't campaign with Donald Trump because I'm going out to campaign with you, my fellow House members, to protect that majority. Paul Ryan raised over $50 million and traveled hundreds of thousands of miles over the last few weeks to save this House majority, and we only lost 8 seats, and he ought to be complimented, not criticized. Paul Ryan is the guy that asked us to develop this A Better Way agenda, and we did it on a grassroots basis. And by the way, the Republican Study Committee that I lead has about 80% of the fingerprints on this document. And so for people to start attacking him is exactly the wrong direction to go, and that just frustrates me. It's the liberal, not liberal, he's a conservative, but it's the elitist media
okay.
that is out of touch. I mean, you can be on MSNBC and be out of touch. You can also be on Fox and mm-hmm. be out of touch. Mm-hmm. And Sean Hannity doesn't realize what that man did to try to help protect that majority so that we could be basking in the opportunity that we are today.
Bill Flores joins us in the studio. Finally, there's a parallel between you and Donald Trump. 10 years ago, you were in the business world.
Correct.
You decided you were going to come to Washington.
I got PO'd just like he did. Yeah.
Here's a man who's been in the business world.
Right.
What does he need to learn first and learn quickly to be able to efficiently govern?
Well, he needs to, the first thing he needs to learn is to think twice before he opens his mouth. I had to learn it the hard way. Back during my campaign, and I got the impression that over the last 2 weeks, he really did get sort of a verbal discipline to himself. And so he needs to do that. The second thing he needs to do is, and he did a good job in his acceptance, his victory speech last night. He needs to bind the wounds that are dividing the country and realize he's the president of 100% of the country, not 50% of the country. And so I think he's on the right track. He needs to appoint world-class people to his cabinet. He's got to appoint a department, a Secretary of Defense that believes in protecting the country, not trying to use the military as a social experiment. He needs to get people in charge of the regulatory agencies that understand that the economy makes a difference as well as the environment. And I think he'll do that. And he's got to realize, look, and the main thing he needs to realize, which President Obama never could get his arms around, is Article 1 says Congress makes all the laws, not some of them, all the laws. And so I think he gets it.
Well, to steal from another campaign, there are a lot of people who are thinking about hope and change today. It's just kind of in a different direction.
Yeah, well, this is the change I think we can believe in.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. We thank you for the time this morning again.
Thank you. Let's pray for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders. And let's pray for our new future for this country.
All right. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to donate or to help sponsor a conference in your area.
Big news at BCS Tires and Lifts. If they sell it, you can save on it during their inventory blowout. The sale is wall-to-wall and floor-to-ceiling. So what do you need? Tires, wheels, grill guards, they're on sale. Toolboxes, lift kits, headlights, replacement bumpers, they're on sale. You'll save on everything you need to customize your truck. Plus, you help them make room for the new stuff coming in. They'll meet or beat anyone's price at BCS Tires and Lifts on Texas next to Coffee Quarter in College Station. Give them your keys and put your mind at ease.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
It wasn't all that long ago that the biggest question for parents to answer was, when should I give my teenager the car keys? Parents now face an additional difficult decision. When should my child own a smartphone? That can be a real dilemma for most parents. Smartphones give children unfiltered access to the internet and the dangers that come along with it. And children are owning smartphones at increasingly younger ages. The average now stands at 10 years old, down from age 12 just a couple of years ago. Even kids as young as 6 or 7 often have a smartphone. So what's the best age? Well, generally speaking, the longer you wait to give your children a smartphone, the better. Later is safer, say most experts. Most agree that 12 to 14 is about as young as parents should go. Smartphones can be addictive distractions for children. It doesn't take long for chores to get overlooked or for schoolwork to fall by the wayside. But it can also be an open door to a world children aren't prepared to handle. Without even trying, they can stumble into the very real dangers of child predators, online bullies, or pornography. Parents don't have to be alarmists and oppose all technology, but they do need to be realistic and wise about the risks smartphones pose to young children. As one safety expert said, the longer you keep Pandora's box shut, the better off you'll be. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, it hasn't really been a great season for promising college football players and injuries, and this time it hits close to home. Texas A&M quarterback Trevor Knight's season is done, with Knight dealing with a right shoulder injury. Knight was hurt in the Aggies' loss to Mississippi State. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the injuries that plagued the team.
Noel Ellis had surgery a week ago, well, last Thursday, a torn muscle, upper leg muscle, so to reattach that. So he is done for the year. Extremely painful injury that happened game, previous game, so that's it. Connor Lanphier tore ligaments in his knee in the game Saturday. He'll have surgery here in a couple weeks. And then obviously Trevor left the game Saturday, injured his shoulder. He is done for the season. We'll be able to, I think at best, you can get him back for the bowl game.
Jake Hubenak will get the start this weekend against Ole Miss. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on Hubenak.
You know, Jake was effective in the second half, you know, for 11 for 17 for a guy that, you know, had to go find his helmet to get in the game. You know, he's make sure he's got the right helmet because it's back there on the bench, then go running in a game like that, being down two touchdowns on the road to give us an opportunity at the end of the game says a lot about him, but it also says a lot about the conversation and the communication between our offensive staff and him in the second half, and particularly the fourth quarter. So that will continue to get better.
The Aggs take on Ole Miss this weekend on Kyle Field at 6:30 p.m. Pre-game's at 5:30, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. In A&M soccer, the Aggies travel to Fort Worth to play the TCU Horned Frogs in an NCAA Division I championship first-round match Saturday. A&M, of course, received an at-large bid to the NCAA championship, keeping their tournament streak alive at 22 consecutive years. Here's Coach G on the bid decision.
We thought if we had that other win, there was going to be a shoe-in for us to get back into the tournament. But because we didn't, it was going to be a little precarious. And the national pundits had been kind of talking down Texas A&M that we weren't going to get in. So to be honest, when TCU's name went up, that was a pleasant surprise. I was happy for those guys because we're friends with their coaches. And then to see that we were going to be their opponents was really great. I know for the players, it was a real shot of adrenaline. I know for the coaches, it picked up my step big time.
The game will be Saturday, November 12th at Garvey Rosenthal Soccer Stadium. First kick is slated for 7 p.m. Meanwhile, in A&M softball, juniors Lexi Smith and Trinity Harrington threw a combined no-hitter as White defeated Maroon 1-0 in Game 1 of the annual Maroon and White series on Tuesday evening at the Aggie Softball Complex. Maroon will try to even the series tomorrow at 4 p.m. In Major League Baseball, proponents of Arlington taxpayer funding for a $1 billion retractable roof Texas Rangers Stadium have won approval. With 98% of the vote counted, voters approved by a 60-40% margin Tuesday the extension of a half-cent sales tax, 2% hotel occupancy tax, and 5% car rental tax for a new home for the Major League Baseball team. That revenue now goes to defraying Arlington's $155 million debt on its share of the cost of the NFL Dallas Cowboys AT&T Stadium, which opened in 2009. And in the NHL, Patrick Lane picked up a second hat trick as the Winnipeg Jets beat the Dallas Stars 8-2 last night. Lane had 11 goals and 15 points in his rookie season. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 28101C.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so it's not real big in U.S. America, but Toblerone is popular more in Europe, but you can buy them here. But British chocolate lovers reportedly furious over plans to change one of their favorite candy bars. The manufacturers of Toblerone's chocolate bars say they are widening the spaces between the pieces to keep the prices lower.
What?
Uh-huh. I'm just saying. Now, it's Mondelez, and those are the people who, I don't know, they've taken all sorts of food over. I mean, they do Chips Ahoy now. And they do Cadbury stuff, and they own a lot of things. And so that's what they're going to do.
Brexit.
And that's right. That's it. Exactly. The British candy will be reduced from 6 ounces to 5.5 ounces, but the price is staying the same.
Mm.
Complaints have been rolling in from the British consumers.
I mean, I'd be mad.
Yeah, they're saying, hey, we don't take care of our teeth just so we can do that. Yeah. And when they light that big Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center, just remember, it's getting cut down tomorrow.
Ooh.
Tomorrow they cut the tree. It's a 94-foot Norway spruce from the northern foothills of the Catskills up in New York, and it has been shown.